Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Red Valley is intended for mature audiences and contains scenes some listeners may find distressing. Please go to redvalleypod.com for full content warnings on every episode. Do you want to continue?
Hey, you're here. You're nearly late.
Hey. Clive, this is not a location for lunch. I've never even been to this floor of the building before.
I told you to dress smart.
Excuse me?
That's fine, it's fine. We could do a she's all that, right? Take the glasses off at the right moment, shake your hair out, but don't make it look like you're shaking your hair out. We don't want to be too obvious.
Clive, I just came up a lot of stairs to get up here. Keep talking like that and I will take that ostentatious cane you walk with and break it over your goddamn skull.
Okay.
What is that on top?
Top of what?
The cane. Isn't that meant to be an ice cube?
Yeah.
Clive, tell me what's going on.
Legal have finally cleared the patent for Overhead's hypersleep tech. Continue will be officially in development.
I heard. That must be hard for you. Continue was your baby. It must be hard watching them take it forward without you.
Sure, they wanted to punish me, but who cares, right? All they've got is a rip-off of the Amos tech model. And we know that's crap tech. Fucks with people's brains, even using it in the penal system as a human rights outrage. So no point making a song and dance about us having it.
Right.
Unless, of course, Overhead had a fringe pharma department developing a wonder drug like some incredibly potent half-opioid, half-tricyclic antidepressant perfectly balanced to specifically target the areas of the brain affected by the hypersleep infusion.
Clive, I don't know how you know about that, but I couldn't tell you. I wasn't at liberty to discuss an ongoing project.
Pam, it's fine. I'm not mad. I'm delighted.
Okay. Great. I mean, I'm still not able to talk about it.
I know. I don't need you to, okay? That's not why I asked you to be here. I asked you here to back me up in a meeting.
A meeting with who?
With the board.
The board of what?
Directors.
What?
The board of directors.
When?
About 4 minutes.
What?
I did say be on time.
I thought we had a reservation for another liquid lunch, not a meeting with the directors of Overhead Industries.
I'll be fine. Like I said, you're just back up. Look pretty and agree with me.
What is this meeting about? Oh, tell me it is not the Aloha Eternity.
It's the Aloha Eternity.
Clive, oh my God, you have to let this shit go.
Why would I let it go? Now is the time.
Now is the time? You're asking Overhead to build a luxury cruise liner at a time of unparalleled social, economical, and environmental uncertainty and inequality. Once you've done that, your gimmick...
It's not a gimmick.
Your gimmick will be dependent on that ripoff cryotech you just disparaged. Our work is barely off formula. We have years to go.
Pam, don't you see? Once they're sold on Aloha, then Continue, and your wonder drug. Do you have a trade name for it yet?
What part of barely off formula do you not understand?
I like eternities with an EZE at the end. Fits right in. We can give them out when you get your ticket for the cruise. I'll be like Willy fucking Wonka.
We'll take it under consideration.
You will?
No!
Oh, well, anyway, look. What I'm saying is, Aloha Eternity brings the whole thing under one roof. Continue, eternities with an EZE, those beautiful nuclear diamond batteries. batteries you helped develop before you got stonewalled again, all under the same umbrella. An umbrella held by me. All I'm asking is that you come in out of the rain and stand with me, Pam. Let me keep you dry.
Clive, I know you've been hanging on to this patent like it's a bag of magic beans, but you're crazy.
You're beaten down. Pam, I get it. You were happy working at Red Valley, and it fell apart. You were happy with the little nuclear diamond battery project, and it fell apart. Okay, you had to move out of your nice flat. Your fella broke up with you. You couldn't go home, because America is politically, and in the case of your home state, literally on fire. And yes, your wonder drug is years away from being ready, and you've only got 6 months of funding left.
How do you know all that?
It's my job to know that.
It literally isn't.
Pam, I know you're sceptical. You're a scientist, right? It's only natural. But this is real. Right here, right now, a real shot at something amazing.
This is not a real shot at anything. You are going to get your ass handed to you in there. And a cruise ship with a stack of cryopods stuffed in the trunk is not amazing. Even if they built the ship, even if Continue comes together, even if our drug does what we need it to do, even if we manage to get the diamond batteries to work and build more cryopods, for all of this to succeed, you're still relying on a lot of rich people wanting to tick, abandon my life to go on holiday until I literally drop dead and then please throw my body in a metal tube of liquid nitrogen off their bucket list. And let's not forget you want all of this to happen while groups of cryo-terrorists are in the news right now going into China trying to destroy all hypersleep tech.
Cryo-terrorists, look, give it a rest, okay? Aubrey Wood is just a crazy person who wants attention. She'll be locked up in no time. They'll probably put her in one of those dodgy hypersleep cells and then she'll catch some horrible stasis virus and it'll be ironic and funny and you'll never hear from that little group again. We've got 2 minutes.
Clive, I'm out of here.
Listen to me. You need this. Sun.
You're living in a
sea,
dream world.
Sky. Money. Purpose.
Your pupils look weird.
Progress. Science. Money again.
Clive, this isn't how you're going to talk to them, is it?
Also casinos. Cocktail bars, water slides, come on!
Clive, are you high right now, for real?
Yeah, despite your valiant attempts to drag me back to the desert of the real, yes, of course I am. Well, I was. I should top up before we start, actually.
Clive, what the hell? What even is that?
Poppers.
Poppers? Jesus, the 90s called. They want their soft drugs back.
Just a sec.
Clive, this isn't the goddamn hacienda. This is the board of directors.
Right, look who's on their high horse now. You ran up the stairs when you thought we were having a boozy lunch. Before we start throwing stones, your glass house smells suspiciously of vodka, by the way. And by glass house, I mean your breath.
You know what? Fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck your party boat. Aloha.
Pam, wait. Sit down. Okay, now you're the one making a scene. Come on, please. For me. Okay, we probably shouldn't be throwing our dependency issues at each other before the biggest pitch meeting of our careers.
Of your career, maybe. I'm just your glamorous assistant.
I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry I'm like this. I'm insufferable, okay? My therapist says so. I'm lonely, all right? I miss my little girl. I even miss my wife. Things are a mess.
Do you want me to feel sorry for you?
No. Well, yes, but what I'm saying is we've both hit the skids recently and I don't know, that night at Red Valley. I thought I was going to die that night, Pam. Alone, in the dark. And then you were there, and you held my hand.
Are you going to cry? Because I don't know how to deal with that.
Look, Becky Landry, Fran Jones and the rest of them, they think we're both done for. Exhausted resources. But we're not. Overhead aren't in the position they used to be. Losing the race to create hypersleep was just the tip of the iceberg. Things are going far worse than most people know. Becky's losing the board. They need something big. Something bold. We're not about to walk in there and say, oh, I've got this fairly workable hypersleep rip-off, I don't know, let's put it in the prisons or something, y'all. Right, fuck that. Let's go in there and ask for $500 million to build the definitive luxury travel / end-of-life care / hypersleep experience for rich old white people who expect to rule the world forever. Because do you know what that room behind us is full of?
Rich old white people who expect to rule the world forever.
Bingo.
Screw it. Let's do it.
Clive and Pam.
Clive and Pam.
Clive?
Fran?
Oh, is Dr. Jennings going to be joining us?
Is she?
She is.
This way then, please.
You ready?
Let me shake my hair out.
No, do it inside. There'll be putty in your hands.
Dinosaurs. Okay, let's go.
Tits and teeth, Dr. Jennings.
Same to you, asshole.
Jesus, Pam. No. No. Pam, there's only two of us.
It's a drink for every ship they're going to build for us.
Oh, it's a fleet now, is it?
Why the hell not?
Yeah, why the hell not? To the Aloha Eternity.
And all who perish in her.
Oh.
We're going to build ships together. Great big ships.
That's Pretty Woman.
Pretty fucking Woman.
Oh, Pam. Why picklebacks again? They repeat on me.
I ordered fries. They'll take the edge off.
Ugh.
Picklebacks are like the ultimate shot for this occasion.
All right, come on. Tell me your pickleback story.
What makes a pickleback? Brine and bourbon. What do you think of when you hear the word brine?
Tins of tuna.
Right. Tuna fish. Pickles. It's a preservative. It's going to protect what you throw inside it. Not sexy, not showy, not a million miles from a certain cryo infusion I could tell you about, yes? But come on, it's salty fish water. Gross. But wait, what's this? It's Mr. Bourbon. It's vital, it's alive, it's sexy, it's fun.
It's a goddamn cruise ship.
It is a goddamn cruise ship. You poured the bourbon on top of the brine. You son of a bitch, you made cryonic preservation fun.
You should have brought some of these along to the presentation.
I didn't have a lot of prep time, asshole.
Look at you.
What?
You've come to life. You're a natural at this stuff.
You forget. Before my spirit was crushed under the wheels of misfortune and the inherent misogyny of the tech industry, I was pretty hot shit.
You're welcome, by the way.
What?
Oh, come on, I dragged you in there, sure, but I was right to. I've been telling everyone, no one's been listening. You are
Yeah, thank you, sir. I bought the drinks, God.
And here we are, on the outside no more, doing it. Gonna take this idea and run it to the fucking moon, you and me.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe they said yes. I have to hand it to you. You really are the golden boy.
Hey, damn right.
You ever going to answer that?
I can argue with my wife anytime I like. Today is a good day.
Sure.
I can picture it all, you know. The Aloha Eternity. Beyond a brochure. Beyond a fluffy pitch speech. I can see it. The roar of the waves, the sunset over the ocean, gaudy cocktails, too much fake tan, bingo nights maybe, I don't know, dancing girls.
Oh, God, it sounds awful.
Oh, I love all that stuff. But underneath all that, something deeper, something more.
Why are you here, Clive? Overhead, I mean. People like you and me never should have met. Why aren't you in Vegas or... like Blackpool Pier.
Why, everyone thinks my eye is only on the money. You think I don't ruminate on the human condition?
Mm-mm.
You think cryonics doesn't speak to me like it speaks to you?
Cryonic preservation speaks to you.
Look, I didn't buy the Aloha Eternity patent because I wanted to make money off someone else's idea. I bought it because I believed I had the power to make it real.
You want to take death on holiday?
It's not so crazy. Right? All our lives, we turn away from it, we run from it, we pretend it isn't coming for us and the people we care about, but it is. Death is with us, all the time. Right? You, me, everyone in the boardroom today. My little girl. So, stop dragging it around like a bowling ball in a sock, yeah? Take it to a show. Take it to the beach. Put death on your bucket list. And then maybe you can genuinely rest in peace, for real. True, earned rest. And wait for better minds than ours to bring you back.
And then party all over again.
Amen to that.
Spoken like a true believer. Next.
My last picklebacks, then something less salty, yeah?
You're the boss.
So, Right, the Brian is the cryotech. Mm-hmm. Whiskey is the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
What does that make this little baby gherkin here?
This tiny baby gherkin can be... any old bastard stupid enough to give us their money.
Woohoo!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Right, I'm getting beers.
Oh, yeah, chase up the fries.
Gotcha.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, babe, I told you, I'm working. Can we please discuss this later?
All right, babe. You're never off the clock, are you, Clive?
Oh, Fran. Hey.
Rebecca wanted me to congratulate you on your pitch today. Looks like we really are betting the farm on this.
Yeah, it's a good bet, Fran. I know it isn't the future you might have had in mind for R&D.
Nothing that's ever come out of your mouth is what I have in mind for this company. But it's not my company, is it? I just want you to know, this time, no matter how wild your penmanship, your name is written all over this in permanent marker. You're going to live or die on the Aloha Eternity, Clive.
Yeah, in many ways, that is kind of the point. You know, I might borrow that, actually, Fran.
Yeah, I hope for your sake you're right about all this. If not, I'll be taking a front row seat to watch the golden boy take a golden shower.
I thought you weren't going to speak to her.
No, that was Francesca.
The hell does she want?
She wants to sit very close to me while I get showered in piss.
Say that again?
Don't worry about it.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I am grateful, you know.
I know.
Why are you smiling like that?
Just thinking about the future.
I'll drink to that.
Red Valley was written by Jonathan Williams, directed by Alan Mandel, and recorded at Orpheus Studio, London. All music, editing and sound design by Richard Orpheus Campbell, with Carol Pestridge as assistant director. Additional dialogue recorded by John Parkhouse and original podcast artwork by Claire Hoops. Performances by Alexander Broad as Clive Schill, Rachel Fowler as Pamela Jennings, Carol Pestridge as Francesca Jones, and Natalie Day as Blue Sky. Thanks as always to the Overhead Board of Directors, Jack Reese, Marguerite Kenner, Dev Patel, Paul James, and Hayley Daniel. Thanks so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.